I'm Keith Peters reporting more money is being provided for protecting egg-laying birds as egg prices continue to soar.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that the USDA will invest another $1 billion on top of the roughly $2 billion it has already spent battling bird flu since the current outbreak began in 2022. That announcement comes as the Agriculture Department predicts that the current record prices for eggs could soar another 40% this year. Farmers and egg producers have already been working since the 2015 bird flu outbreak by taking measures like requiring workers to change clothes and shower before entering barns. The challenge is that the virus is spread easily by wild birds as they migrate past farms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The bodies of four Israeli hostages kidnapped on October 7, 2023 are being exchanged for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, days before the first phase of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire will end.
Hamas says it will soon release four Israeli hostage bodies in exchange for Israel releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, including those whose release Israel held up last weekend. If all goes as planned, it will be the last exchange of the first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. It means the truce is back on track after Hamas accused Israel earlier in the week of violating the ceasefire by holding up the release of the Palestinian prisoners. Israel said it had done so to protest what it called cruel treatment of the hostages during their releases.
That's correspondent Julia Frankel reporting. The Trump administration says it is eliminating more than 90% of the U.S. Agency for International Development's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. assistance around the world. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 188 points. This is SRN News. Religious leaders are throwing their support behind the Phoenix Declaration.
It's a wide-ranging prescription for fixing America's public school systems, and it was introduced by the Heritage Foundation at a gathering in Arizona. The document establishes seven pillars for education, including parental choice and responsibility, character formation, and academic excellence. A multi-faith group of signatories includes Donald Sweeting of Colorado Christian University, Rabbi Mark Gottlieb of the Tikva Fund, and Sean Peterson of Catholic Education Partners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Iowa are advancing a bill that would strip the state's civil rights code of protections based on so-called gender identity. The measure has so far passed two legislative hurdles in the State House Judiciary Committee. The bill would need to pass through the full House and Senate before going to Republican Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. This is SRN News. Wall Street breaks a four-day losing streak, barely. We hear more on today's market activity from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York City.
The S&P 500 rose less than 0.1%. It was enough to break a four-day losing streak that had knocked it off its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Wall Street had several financial updates to review. General Motors jumped after the automaker announced a program to buy back up to $6 billion of its stock. It is also increasing its dividend. Home improvement retailer Lowe's rose after beating analysts' fourth quarter earnings forecasts. Treasury yields fell again under the weight of worries about economic growth. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.